WILL programs are made possible by the iCorn.com Seeds of Knowledge Video Scholarship Contest. Farmers nominate students who make a 90-second video and compete for a share of $30,000 in college scholarships from iCorn.com. More information is available online at iCorn.com.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Thursday morning, everyone. The Commerce Department today says the U.S. economy shrank at a 0.3% annual rate in the third quarter, its sharpest contraction in 7 years. The third quarter decline stands in sharp contrast to the second quarter growth of 2.8%. Consumer spending fell 3.1% in the third quarter, the biggest drop since the second quarter of 1980. Spending on non-durable goods, items like food and paper products, dropped at the sharpest rate since late 1950. And disposable personal income dropped at an 8.7% rate, the steepest decline since records on this component were started in 1947. Meanwhile, the Labor Department today says the number of U.S. workers filing new claims for jobless benefits was unchanged last week, and initial claims for state unemployment insurance benefits were a seasonally adjusted 479,000 in the week ending October 25th, matching the revised level from the prior week. Dow Jones Industrial Average at 9,222 is up 231 points. The NASDAQ, 1703, up 46. The S&P 500 at 958, up 28 points.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
This morning, USDA released its export sales report for the week ending October 23rd. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat this year, 16.9. Next year, 1.3. Corn this year, 16.3. And soybeans this year, a huge 53.5. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. But first, a look at the agricultural forecast. And with that is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And first off, we'll look at the Midwest Corn Belt and specifically Illinois and Indiana. And it appears that other than a weak disturbance that may trigger a few sprinkles in the northern half of Illinois and Indiana Saturday night and Sunday morning, we're expecting no precipitation at all in our two-state area through the day on Tuesday. Then some showers and thunderstorms may enter northwestern Illinois late Tuesday night into Wednesday morning. But even into Wednesday, most areas will stay dry through Wednesday of next week. Then after that, there's some changes. The medium range computer models show a system going through Thursday with a cold front, and that will trigger rain followed by rain and wet snowflakes Friday and Saturday of next week. And then as we go into the week after that, November 9th through the 15th, right now the models are showing that rain will occur at least periodically. It will be a wetter weather pattern based on what the models indicate right now. So what that all means is the best harvest weather in our listening area is going to extend from right now through Wednesday of next week. So your window of opportunity for field work is best right now. And temperatures are on the way up too. We're going to see high temperatures in the Midwest Corn Belt now in the 50s and 60s, even some low 70s south here as we go through the next couple of days and again next week. It'll be a few degrees cooler on Saturday, but still in central Illinois, mid-60s for highs. So the cold air is over. Most areas have had a freeze. Some may have just escaped with a heavy frost here over the last couple of days, but most of the Corn Belt has seen an end of the growing season, and for all intents and purposes, that's what we're considering. As we look at the Midwest as a whole, it looks like good harvest weather is going to extend into Monday of next week in the west and northwestern portions of the belt, generally west of the Mississippi River. East of the Mississippi River, most areas will have decent harvest weather through Wednesday of next week. But after that, it looks like a wetter weather pattern is setting in. It won't rain every day, but Just as I mentioned, for Illinois and Indiana, you can translate that to the entire Midwest. It does look like field work becomes a little more iffy after the middle of next week. Going south to the Delta and Southeast, mostly dry weather is expected to prevail through the next several days. There may be a few scattered showers Saturday and Sunday into the early and middle parts of next week for parts of the Southeast, basically from Florida to eastern North Carolina. But the bulk of the soybean-producing areas of the Delta and Southeast will be dry into next week. So, of course, that is favorable for harvest operations there. Now, as we go to the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt, dry weather is in that area and will be through the weekend, and that will help with the late planting going on out there. Most of the crops in the ground already. A few showers may graze northern areas of the Great Plains hard red winter wheat belt during the early to middle part of next week, but it looks like the southern sections and most central sections will stay dry through the end of next week, and then after that, they could turn a bit wetter. But most of the planting's done there already, and what's not done will have decent weather for getting done here over the next several days. In Argentina, it looks like there will be periodic showers and thunderstorms over the next 10 days or so, but it doesn't look like any well-organized widespread heavy rain. A few pockets of heavy rain are possible, but a few dry pockets are also going to grow as well over the next 10 days. Overall, not a big problem, but there will be a variety in conditions there. In Brazil, rain may move into northeastern Brazil over the next couple of weeks. They've been very dry. It's still very wet in far southern Brazil, but overall conditions decent for planting there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, December wheat in Kansas City opened at 597 down 1, last trade down 2. At the Board of Trade, December wheat opened at 560 and a half, down 3 quarters, last trade down 1 and a half. July, 607 and a quarter down 1, last trade up 13 and a half. December corn opened at 420 and 3 quarters, unchanged, last trade down a quarter. July, 460 down 3 quarters, last trade unchanged. November beans, 935 and 3 quarters, down 1 and a half, last trade up 2 and a half. July, 972 and a half, down 5, last trade up 18. December soybean meal opened at 281.80, down 120, last trade unchanged. December soybean oil opened at 34.33, unchanged, last trade up 15. Cash hog prices in Peoria today called steady to 50 cents lower, with a top price of $36. Joining us now to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review. She is in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Dave.
Man, soybeans, most impressive on the export sales report today.
Oh, yeah. It is a marketing year high. As a matter of fact, I started going back through my data, and it's a multi-year high. The bean export bookings came in at 53.5 million bushel. A good chunk of that went to China, just over 30 million bushel. We are seeing some commercial support in this market. I think that's a favorable thing. You need the speculative side as well as the commercial side. We'll be up 3, maybe as much as 8 cents at the outset today.
Yeah, and is that enough, do you think, to give this market some impetus to push toward a gap that is in the charts at around 10.05, 10.06? Not necessarily today, but a move toward it?
Yeah, 990 is still a lot of trouble there on the nearby chart. I think we've got to take a look at taking that out.
Mm-hmm.
The last couple of days, we've gotten up to the 950 area, so if we should take care of that, we might be able to get up to the 1005 area.
Meanwhile, corn exports disappoint.
Yeah, they were kind of disappointing, 16.3 million bushel. The trade was looking for something in the high 27, 28 at least. So, and the buyers were very routine ones, Japan, Mexico, South Korea, nobody outstanding. this drop in freight rates is not equated to a lot of corn businesses as the trade had expected. We'll be steady, maybe to lower at the outset.
The wheat numbers coming in range today.
Yeah, they did. Just 16.9 million bushel old crop, 1.3 million bushel new crop. I think it's favorable that we are seeing some new crop sales continue. We're in week 20 of this marketing year, and we are about a third below last year's pace. Steady, maybe a penny better. We've got to pick things up there. Nobody's export business has been rather dull.
Turn your attention to CME Livestock, please.
On the livestock, the cattle futures, I think, will be up a little bit. We saw a little firmness in the cash yesterday and really a pretty good volume for a Wednesday cash trade. We'll be a little higher there. On the hog side, though, I think we continue to disappoint there. Weights aren't growing seasonally. The cash market's a little lower. We'll be down 10, maybe as much as 40 or 50.
Yeah, that cash market really catches my eye. Any chance of that turning soon?
Seasonally speaking, we don't turn that market until we get closer to Thanksgiving. It's really struggled. There's a lot of pork around. There's a lot of competition, and there's not as many meat dollars bouncing around with this economy.
Thank you much, Ellen. That's Ellen Dearden. She's with AgriView in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.